You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Lauren Good, senior writer at Wired, and this is Get Wired. On Monday, we're releasing our first episode, and in the meantime, we wanted to give you a little bit of a teaser of an upcoming episode that we think you'll find pretty compelling. The story is reported by my Wired colleague, Boone Ashworth. It's about an app called Citizen, a public safety app that lets people live stream videos of nearby incidents. And with that comes all of the questions about the ways we're using modern technology. More and more people are using the Citizen app now because of growing interest in what's happening in their neighborhoods. So in this clip, we're going to hear about one of the app's super users, a 12-year-old kid who goes by Anthony G. And it's going to start with Boone.
So we sat in his kitchen.
Oh, sorry, that's my police scanner.
Oh, yeah.
Mom, Hope, was coming in and out talking with us. And the whole time we talked, Anthony had a police scanner rolling as he was listening to emergency incidents as they came in.
Maybe today, you never know. You might be able to see a live report today.
So while we were sitting there at the table, he was talking to me and an alert came through the scanner.
Tap 25.
And he hopped up and said, "Mom, we have an incident." And so Anthony jumps up. He runs to his room, gets his shoes on. His mom grabs her phone and grabs her car keys and wallet, and then we load up into the car.
Okay, this is cool. Thank you. Okay.
Of that tumor units are responding. Direct me, buddy.
So we set out, and Anthony is in the back seat. I'm riding shotgun, and Hope is driving. And as we go there, Anthony is monitoring Citizen, listening to the police scanner.
9 minutes.
And giving Hope directions. Along the way, the Citizen app actually sends out an alert.
Oh, look. It's school evacuated. Citizen. It's on Citizen now. Darn it, right before I did it.
Oh.
There's a fire engine coming, buddy.
And what happened when you got there?
So we pull up to the scene, and the incident was a gas leak at a nearby school. The streets are covered in fire trucks. There's three or four of them there, sirens on, road blocked off. Hope pulls over and lets Anthony out of the car with her cell phone. He puts the cell phone on the tripod and then starts recording on Citizen.
How would you describe his reporting?
About as thorough as you can get with, "This is Anthony G reporting live on the scene of,"
evacuated a school here on Ellsworth and Tilton Avenue in San Mateo. Right now we see.
And then he does his best to report the facts.
However, a school has been evacuated.
He uses the term alleged if there is a crime that is potentially happening because he, you know, doesn't want to implicate anybody.
Does he have a signature sign-off?
His sign-off is...
"Reporting live, Anthony G., Citizen San Mateo. School evacuated due to gas leak."
And that's just a snippet of what we have coming up on the podcast. But if you want to hear more from Get Wired, the first episode comes out this Monday, July 20th. Tune in then and every Monday. So Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom what's on your mind, here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech.
The coronavirus pandemic.
Climate change.
Disinformation and election security.
What policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.